of all the people I've counseled over the years, there's one question that seems to be the most common. What does the Bible say about debt? Hey, it's Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Well, the Bible never says that debt is a sin, but it does strongly warn that debt is a problem because of the dangers that come with it. But debt's become an accepted way of life for too many Americans. Proverbs teaches us that the borrower is a slave to the lender. That means that if you're in debt, you're giving up some of your freedom, and you will experience the burdens and stress of it. Instead, God wants us to experience freedom and margin in our finances so that He can better use us for His purposes. Scripture clearly indicates that borrowing is not normal for God's people, and it was never intended to be used as a routine part of our financial plans. Borrowing denies you the opportunity to experience God's blessings when you live on what He provides and pray for what you really need. Now, just because others have car loans or student loans or credit card debt doesn't mean that you should too. Debt typically reflects the priorities of those who borrow. But who takes the time to think about that when the world is flashing easy credit and telling you what you need to buy to become happy? Well, I'm telling you it's time to take those spending thoughts captive. Debt threatens your financial security and limits your future. You can live differently by setting a goal to get out of debt and stay out. Now, if you need some help, a debt management plan involves counseling and education. I highly recommend Christian Credit Counselors. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit crown.org/CCC. Crown.org/CCC.